Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Don't give up on your tomorrow. At Shasta College, we're offering more 8-week compressed classes, more online support, and more financial aid to help with life, not just textbooks and tuition. Whether it's online or in person, we'll continue to teach, encourage, and inspire, just like we have for over 70 years. Spring classes start January 19th. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu. Start your tomorrow today.
Some really good audio of a guy vomiting later. Why would any radio show want to play that?
What? Well, I was not consulted.
It's tied into a news story, though, so there's at least some cover for why we would play it.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, your mic's open, Sean.
Oh, my bad.
Plus, Jack, everybody knows everybody's a little tense. Things feel a little negative. Lots of doom scrolling and tough news. We'll have the top things Americans do to cheer themselves up.
Doom scroll.
Drink.
Drink to insensibility.
Drink while I scroll through Twitter.
And people's top positivity goals during COVID-19.
Fantastic.
So if you're feeling a tad beleaguered, we'll have some ideas for you.
I don't know that I've been very positive lately. I might have to listen closely to that.
Bit of a struggle.
So what am I about to hear here? Can somebody tell me what this is? I want to make sure we set it up properly.
So this is a restaurant owner who is attempting to stay open and maintain his business, thinking that maybe a name change to a restaurant that seems to ignore most of the shutdown orders, particularly for local governments. Here he is talking in this first clip.
Well, it's mostly about keeping my employees employed during this tough time of the year. There's no other aid for them, so we want them to be able to earn a living and get through Christmas. And I also feel like it's somewhat unfair. I mean, protocols set out by the County Board of Health, 10 pages, what to do. This was issued about 6 months ago. Recently, they sent out another one, an update with all kinds of rules and regulations. We follow them. We have been really good about how our employees are taking care of personal hygiene, testing their, taking their temperature every day, making sure they're healthy, keeping social distancing, all that stuff. And they keep moving the goal line further and further back until they just close us.
He almost let one fly there. Did you guys catch that? They keep moving the goal line.
That's Joe's Eats in Redondo Beach, temporarily renaming as the French Laundry Patio.
And
good
I believe,
job.
Yeah, here he is on talking about the name change.
We've seen a lot of support here. Let's take a look at that sign. That's the French Laundry. A little dig there, Governor Gavin Newsom.
Absolutely. I was totally hypocritical. I mean, him going out and having dinner at an expensive restaurant in Napa just set me on edge. And so I decided to put that up because I figure if it's good enough for Gavin Newsom, it's good enough for all of my clients.
So 10 pages, 10 pages of regulations. Here's what you have to do, which were probably over the top from what, you know, you need anyway, but they met them, and so many restaurants have all across the country.
And almost assuredly an out-of-pocket expense for the small business.
Very expensive. Yeah. Well, we heard from one brewery, it spent $100,000 complying in a bunch of different ways with special air filtration units and glass partitions and all this, and then they changed the rules again, and he can't be open. It's just, it's the greatest theft of freedom outside of slavery in our nation's history.
And as you've pointed out repeatedly, it's done without any real expression of, look, I know this is really bad, really tough on you. No, it's done Marie Antoinette-ishly. Let them eat regulations. Let them serve regulations.
And when they're asked, do you have data to back up this decision? Well, no, not really. But
we just think probably.
I think it's probably a good idea.
Yeah. So we're going to ruin your ability to make your living. And then, by the way, any aid package is going to be hung up in Washington, D.C. over partisan squabbling. So just take it. Just suck it, subjects. Subjects of the crown.
Hey,
so, see, I need top things Americans do to cheer themselves up.
Stay tuned for that. Yes, Michael.
Do you think glass partitions are here to stay even after this thing's done?
I wonder. Why not have them there? You've paid to put them in. Is there any reason I don't want a partition between me and the table next
time? I like it. It's kind of a noise break.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, and please, can I have a curtain up there so I don't have to look at a bunch of weirdos eating? I don't want to see anybody eating.
Look at a bunch of weirdos.
I mean, unless it's like one of those, what was the burger chain that had Paris Hilton hungrily, juicily eating a burger?
Carl's Jr.
Yeah, that's the only person eating I want to see. Oh, and geez. I don't even want to see that much.
So we might as well get this out of the way. So this is an Australian politician. Why was he holding a dead fish?
He was in front of a river talking about pollution and some environmental policy solutions that he is advocating
for. So he's trying to make a point, a really good point. Here I am. It's so polluted. There's a dead fish here. He actually reaches into the river and pulls out a dead fish.
And that is where we join our hero.
Okay.
This is what you get when you leave the National Party in charge of water. Dead fish, a massive stink. Oh, sorry, I'm going to stop.
And effectively, it runs into the billions of fish. At the moment, numbers are saying hundreds of thousands to millions.
I feel sorry for Jeremy, I tell you.
No!
Poor bastard. I hope he survives.
What, wait a minute. I couldn't tell what was happening there. Said no one. That was some of the best puking audio in the history of radio.
This is what you get when you leave the National Party in charge of water. Dead fish, a massive stink. Oh, sorry, I'm going to stop.
And effectively, it runs into the billions of fish. At the moment, the numbers are saying hundreds of thousands to millions.
Now, why is the...
Round two.
Why is the natural reaction of four grown-ups here to laugh at that?
Well, I laughed at first, then I started to feel a little queasy. Because everybody knows vomiting spreads. It's like yawns. They're contagious.
Hey, the game ball goes to his teammate who immediately jumps in, takes up the narrative. And you see, this is why I can get it. Like, he's just doesn't really miss a beat.
Apparently, Macaulay is vomiting.
This is what you get when you leave the National Party in charge of water. Dead fish, a massive stink. Oh, sorry, I'm going to stop.
And effectively, it runs into the billions of fish.
Yeah, right. That's right. Steps right up. Right. He continues the sentence.
Immediately. I mean,
that's good. Excellent. That's a friend. That,
no, you know. No change in inflection or anything.
What Jeremy is trying to say is...
And then they start breaking his balls at the end of it, too. I don't know, you're going to be all right there.
While Jeremy unswallows, may I add on to the point? We used to have a long list of euphemisms for vomiting. That was pretty funny.
Well, that was back in our young, more childish days, if you can imagine that.
Yeah, this is the mature version.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that's some story there.
Jack, would you like to hear top things Americans do to cheer themselves up in 2020?
When we come back, yes, because you know it would cheer me up? Taking a break so I can go to the bathroom.
Do you need to up, Chuck?
No. Okay. No, I just have had a lot of coffee and
a
water.
Dead fish over there?
Holding the dead fish?
This is what happens when you leave the National Party in charge of the water.
Really sick to my stomach. And actually, I threw up yesterday.
Well, nobody can doubt his sincerity, though.
No.
It's not like American politics where freaking Chuck Schumer is feigning outrage over something. That dude was sickened. No arguing that.
Armstrong and Getty.
Did you know there's almost always a rise in break-ins during the holidays?
Armstrong and Getty here, and that's why Simply Safe Home Security is having a huge holiday sale.
40% off any Simply Safe system and a free security camera.
Recently, U.S. News & World Report called it the best home security of 2020. So whether you're traveling or staying put for the holidays, check out the 40% off plus free security camera deal before it ends this week.
It won CNET Editor's Choice for Home Security and was named Best of 2020 by Forbes and Popular Mechanics.
The system has an arsenal of of sensors and cameras that protect every inch of your home.
You can set it up yourself in about 30 minutes. It's super easy.
And then SimpliSafe security specialists take over, monitoring your home around the clock and ready to send emergency help the moment there's an alarm.
Get 40% off SimpliSafe plus a free security camera today by visiting SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong.
Hurry, the deal expires on Friday. Go to SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong. SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong. No long contracts. SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong.
Moose is the German Shepherd, now 11, and he's been an amazing dog. Moose is so active and so alert and hasn't had any kind of health problems at all. He has a beautiful coat, and at 11, he'll still run and chase the ball. He has been on Dynavite since he's a puppy.
Dynavite for life.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
DINOVITE.com. We tell anybody that has a dog, if there was something that you could do right from the beginning so that you don't have expensive veterinary bills, why would you not do it? Get the Dynavite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
There it is. How about now? Is it working yet?
Nope.
Are you on Channel 3?
Why do you keep asking?
Stop asking me why I keep asking Mommy things. Wait, what remote are you using?
The one you handed me.
No, use the gray remote.
There are three of them.
Pick them all up and press the number 3.
Why isn't there an easier way to get all my shows?
I hear you. And we have something for this.
Thank you.
Fine. You know what? We're all reading books.
Stop switching inputs and switch to Dish and get Netflix, YouTube, and more at the push of a button. Dish, tuned into you.
Hey guys, this is Doug Tooley with BNT Satellite, your authorized Dish retailer. We've been offering savings since 1999. Being local, we listen to your needs in the TV entertainment, and we give you the best that we can. At BNT Satellite, we've saved some of our customers $600 to $1,200 per year, and these prices are locked in for 2 years.
Call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH, that's 241-3474.
BNT Satellite is a Dish authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Dan's Optical would like to pay special tribute to our veterans who exemplify in their duties the spirit of Christmas with the giving of their service to our country. Let us recognize the service and their sacrifices and take the opportunity to thank all the talented and dedicated veterans for their commitment to our country by wishing them and their families a very Merry Christmas.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club. Corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Data now coming in on the presidential election, who voted why. Some of that data is pretty interesting. We can bring that to you coming up.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of data, There's a new government model to the extent that you, you know, believe that sort of thing, because they've been fairly inaccurate on the COVID thing previously. But they think as many as 100 million people in America have already had it. And that's the government. But that sets on its head, I mean, the idea that we need the vaccine. If a third of the population is, well, we do need the vaccine. But anyway, we'll get to that before too long. But if the news stories of the day are making you vomit like an Aussie politician, something a little more cheerful.
Hey, somebody on the text line pointed out that he actually seemed to have an accent when he threw up. He vomited with an Australian accent.
No.
This is what you get when you leave the National Party in charge of water, dead fish, a massive stink. Oh, sorry, I'm going to stop. And effectively it runs into the billions of fish. At the moment, numbers are saying hundreds of thousands.
That was
millions.
Just a pretext to play that disgusting clip again.
Poor bastard. I hope he survives.
Poor bastard. No, don't play that clip anymore. I won't have it. These are the top things Americans do to cheer themselves up in 2020, Jack. Do we even have to set this up and explain that virtually everybody's kind of tense and just anxious?
I have the thing I notice the most is the lack of things to look forward to. The sameness of every day.
Yes.
I find tiresome.
Yeah, you didn't recognize its value till it was gone. The occasionally bopping out for dinner or a show or a ball game or just running into friends and standing around and shooting a bowl or grabbing a drink. They got 100 examples. But the top positivity goals people have had, Jack, is number one, try to make someone smile once a day. 43% of people said they do that. Donate money to local charities. They say charitable giving has actually gone up this year, as far as they can tell at this point.
I'm looking through the window here at our studio out into the newsroom, and one of the news people has got the little cup with a ball and a string, and they're flipping the ball up in the air and catching it in the cup.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they look pretty happy about it.
Good times.
That's a way to cheer yourself up right there, the old ball and
the cup. Did their smartphone break? What happened?
I convinced my kids once that I had competed in the Olympics in that event. They're rather small, and I quickly corrected the record. But your top things Americans do to cheer themselves up in 2020. Jack, number one, we're not going to count up to number one. I think it'd be weird. Number one is watching their favorite movie.
Mm.
You know, something Netflix-y, I guess. Eating their favorite snack. That is the COVID-15 right there.
The COVID-15. They're talking the COVID-15 back in May. What is it now?
Oof.
The COVID-50.
Is it COVID-15 like every 6 months?
Well, you talk about a change. What's the average person's weight situation coming out of this? I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know if people are getting more disciplined because they're eating out less. Eating out less has got to be good for you.
Speaking for ourselves around here, Jude and I, we both gained some weight, then we both realized it, and both now are working pretty hard to lose it. And I'll bet a lot of people are feeling a similar rhythm. Stress eating is a thing. Next, going for a walk, 43%. Calling a friend, 40%. Cuddling their pet, 38%. People are home more.
I've remixed in the walk thing. I did it a lot more when I lived kind of in a more walkable neighborhood with parks around and stuff. But I really missed getting into that habit. And I, within the last month, I've just randomly just kind of walked around my current block just to, stretch my eyes out a little bit beyond the confines of my apartment.
It's something to do. Taking a nap is things Americans do to cheer themselves up. No, that's depression.
Taking a nap.
Laying in bed all day with the covers pulled over your head is not doing something to cheer yourself up. It's giving up.
I'm unhappy. I think I'll go to sleep. Yeah.
Maybe when I wake up, it'll be better.
37% mentioned hugging a loved one. 31% said baking cookies.
Mm.
Oh, so good yet so bad. Delaney was threatening to bake cookies. She's home now because she might as well be. I hope she does. Singing in the shower. 25% of Americans do that to cheer themselves up, Jack. This list is getting stupider and stupider. Like these lists usually do.
I think we're about down to ball and cup.
Oh, well, hang on. Now there's one more first. 19% mention having a solo dance party.
What?
Dancing.
What?
Come on, everybody.
That? 1 in 5 people said that?
I don't believe that. I don't believe 1 in 5 people said, I have a solo dance party. Unless that's what they call it.
It's almost as if you're suggesting.
Yeah, when they're punching the clown.
Easy, easy, easy. It's almost as if you're suggesting that this is a stupid and phony poll. And frankly, I'm a little bit hurt. Okay, how about this? Goals for 2021. This, I thought, was pretty good. Counting up from 32%, volunteer more in their community.
Yep, that's a good one.
Number 34%, donate more money to charity. Again, they are seeing that. Number 48% are saying, I'm going to take better care of my mental health. Well, when your mental health is worse, that is an incentive to take better care of it. Half of people said, try not to focus on the negative things in life so much. That's the doom scrolling.
Yeah.
That's the cable news. Yeah. That's a lot of talk radio. And the number one answer, 52%, is practically the same thing. Just try to have a more positive outlook on life. More gratitude. That sort of thing.
Trying to focus on good things rather than bad things is a real thing. I mean, that makes all the difference in the world. And sometimes when you're not in that mood, somebody telling you that is very annoying, even though it is true.
Yes, yes. So this is either a good thing or a bad thing, and I've got to noodle through which.
People that automatically do that are annoying.
They're a bad thing.
I wish I was one of those people that their automatic reflexive thing was to look at the positive.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not my automatic reflexive thing. I have to do the second thing. I have to do the wrong thing instantly and then do the second thing. Okay, now I'm not going to think about that. I'm going to think about this.
I don't want to get into this too deeply, but I wonder if it's adaptive to focus on the negative stuff. I mean, because if there are always berries in that tree and always fat, slow antelope in that valley, I don't need to think about that much as a caveman. But I need to concentrate on the cavemen coming over the ridge with their spears in their hands or the saber-toothed tiger or whatever. I got to focus on the negative to stay alive. But we live a hell of a lot longer now, and our lives are a lot more complicated. So I wonder if, you know, we have to overcome the inner caveman.
Man, when we discovered that valley with the fat, slow antelope, that was a good day.
Let's just set up some tents right here.
Oh, and they're stupid.
These things aren't going anywhere.
I can't even eat any more antelope. Oh, my
please,
God.
Honey. Get no
that,
more.
Get that away from me.
I got to push myself back from the rock. I've had enough. So I don't know if this is good news or bad news. The actual number of coronavirus infections in the U.S. reached nearly 53 million at the end of September and could be approaching 100 million now, according to a model developed by government researchers at the CDC.
So they think they've missed that we've only counted 1 out of 8.
Correct.
Which is amazing.
They think it could be 8 times higher than what everybody's talking about.
How many of us right now have had it and don't know it? I don't know. Especially now that we know, and you mentioned this yesterday, but there's plenty of evidence out there. I mean, solid evidence. This was in the United States in December. Mid-December.
Right.
Coronavirus. 100%.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got the studies to show it, looking at blood that was donated during those times. So it was all over the country a full month before the very first case that made the news.
Yeah, scientists are using studies looking for people who have antibodies in their blood to the coronavirus, obviously, an indication they are infected at some time. And some of these antibody studies have suggested that only about 1 in 10 coronavirus infections is reported.
Hmm.
1 in 8, 1 in 10. Crazy.
I still would like to know, like, if my whole family had it back in January when everybody but me was sick. Like, real sick.
Good buddy of mine, well into his 40s, had it and never would have had any idea except a coworker had it and he got tested. So,
oh, really?
Hell yeah, it's possible.
Interesting.
Armstrong and Getty.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buonasera.
Buonasera.
How can I make the most of waiting for my next big vacation?
Translate your questions into goals by investing with Merrill Edge Self-Directed. It's more accessible than you think, with helpful planning tools plus free online stock and ETF trades. So you can keep practicing your pronunciation. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Other fees may apply. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
At home with Robert, retired burger and family man.
Gary,
carolers. That's the holiday spirit. Speaking of which, Simply Safe Home Security is having a huge holiday sale. Right now, you can get 40% off a new system and a free camera at simplysafe.com/holiday. That's 40% off the system U.S. News named the best of 2020. Simply Safe protects your whole home 24/7 with monitoring by professionals. The sale ends soon, so go to simplysafe.com/holiday for 40% off and a free camera today.
This is Reading Electric Utility Director Dan Beans. REU is proud to be part of the economic relief to our customers during this difficult time. All REU customers are receiving $250 in credits on their City of Reading utility accounts. In the near future, commercial customers will have the ability to make monthly payments on their outstanding utility account balance for up to 24 months with no interest. REU and the Chamber of Commerce are proud to work together to assist commercial customers as we move forward. Visit readingchamber.com or cityofreading.org for more information or questions related to this important local effort.
At Golden Valley Bank, our mission is to create a truly unique local banking experience. We understand how important it is to be known and heard by your bank. That's why we take the time to connect with you and the community you live in. When you bank with us, we put your money back into our community by supporting local nonprofits who provide services for those that need it most. Golden Valley Bank, a bank built for business, a bank built for community, a bank built for you. Learn more at goldenvalley.bank. Member FDIC.
What could be cozier than the promise of a homemade meal for your favorite person? This season, stop by Black Bear Diner and pick up some gift cards for your favorite folks. For every $25 in gift card purchases, you'll get a $5 Bear Buck for yourself. Or if you're shopping in, make your buy online for an e-gift or traditional card for delivery by mail. Visit blackbeardiner.com to order. Be sure to allow extra time for mailing. Buy $25, get $5 promotion available in diner only.
Black Bear Diner.
Your friendly oil change, Premier in all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yeah, now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $14.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform a comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park. And our newest location in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home with a friendly oil change.
Did you know that the City of Redding has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Redding area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Redding.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
South Korea just passed the so-called BTS law, which delays the country's required military service for the oldest members of the group. And that's a no-brainer for me. It's an absolute no-brainer. When you've got hair that beautiful, you don't cover it with a helmet. They're delaying military service for members of BTS. Although, I must say, can you imagine BTS with even more discipline and training?
So in the United States, Elvis, at the height of his career, had to go in the Army.
Yeah.
His number was up.
Well, those soft little Korean boys, they're a discredit to Korea or something.
Korea, one of the many countries in that part of the world that we've got various treaties with where we will help defend you if you're ever attacked. I don't think anybody thinks Korea is going to be attacked, but Taiwan certainly could be.
Yeah, Fathead might, you know, get a little froggy there at the DMZ.
Yeah, absolutely. My mind was on China as I was trying to make a clever transition to this report about China that came out yesterday, and there's some concerning stuff in there. None of it surprising, but all very concerning as we continue to go the direction of this century is going to be all about China's rise and how that factors in with their intention to dominate the globe while we currently dominate the globe. The increasing capacity, this is from the government report that came out yesterday, the increasing capacity now presents a serious threat to U.S. allies in East and Southeast Asia, with whom the United States has defense treaties or is required to defend as a result of other security obligations. China now has the ability to wage war from home, which they didn't have even a few years ago, and they think that within a few years they'll be able to, you know, launch a military force anywhere in the world in the way that the United States currently can.
Fight a battle from home, meaning missiles and that sort of thing, or sending the Navy forth, or I'm not sure what that means.
Yeah, yeah. They can decide from China, we're going to attack anywhere in the world, and then do that very quickly. In the way that nobody else can do that, really, but us. I'm so used to it, we're all so used to it, you don't think of it that way, but other countries can't do that.
Sure.
Other countries can't decide, we're going to fight a war in Iraq this weekend and do it.
Mm-hmm.
We can. And China is about to be able to. The other part that I wanted to hit you with, it's very long, but there's one more part that I thought was pretty strong. Oh, here it is. The ruling Communist Party's adversarial approach toward the United States reached new levels of intensity this year. As, quoting it now, as China's leaders have grown increasingly aggressive and antagonistic, Beijing no longer even is pretending to abide by international laws and norms.
Wow. Yep. Including trade regulations.
They say now, you know, when they build an island and put, you know, military equipment on it and say now this is our part of the sea or whatever they do. What are you going to do about it?
Yeah. There's a lot of attention being paid to the incoming Biden folks, departments of redistributing your income, less to the foreign policy team. And I just wonder, he's famously been very soft on China in years past, and his boy made a hell of a lot of money over there. It could be that he, along with the rest of the world, is waking up to the Chinese threat and is going to stand up to him. I certainly hope so.
Yeah, that Ian Bremmer seems to think that the policy on China, despite all the talk, is going to be the same under Biden as it was under Trump.
I hope he's right.
You know, what you said is true, but Biden and everybody else was soft on China for the last 40 years.
Absolutely true. Yeah, but it reminds me very much of what we've been saying about
the Antifa situation, for instance. You can't passive your way out of this. You cannot appease your way to peace and prosperity anymore with China.
I don't think we're going to do that. I do think we're going to, unfortunately, we're going to go with a just, we ought to do something. But I don't know what it's going to be.
Yeah, well.
And the next thing you know, they're the most dominant power on the globe.
Right. Right. Well, I'm afraid we're moving toward one of those situations like in life when, you know, some guy is like really abusing your wife and you're thinking there's no way this ends well. That there's going to be violence or ugliness of some sort. And, you know, there's probably no non-ugly path going forward. But, one more thought about China. And I was noodling this through yesterday. We were talking about how Coca-Cola and Apple and Nike and Adidas and all sorts of corporations are lobbying the federal government to soften our anti-slave labor in China laws. Because Congress passed practically unanimously a really strict regulation to make it harder for American companies to exploit the Muslim slave laborers and other slaves in China. Because they have millions of slaves right now. But I was thinking about this, and Apple was talking about, look, we're not soft on slave labor, but this would completely ruin our supply chain. And I thought, you know what? That's true. And it might take a decade to sort it out again. And it reminds me of the American South in the early 19th century. There were a fair number of people, including several of the founding fathers, who said, look, it's evil. We know it's evil. We want to end it, but it will collapse the entire economic system. How do we get ourselves out of this box we put ourselves in? And that's what the big giant American corporations, that's their challenge. And it's easy to say, well, they built the box themselves, so screw them. But, you know, that's many, many, many millions of jobs, so it's... You know, it's easy to preach, but harder to untangle. Once you start dancing with the devil, things get a little complicated.
You gotta lower your ideals of freedom if you want to suck on the warm teat of China.
That's another way to put it.
They're giving out shots starting in 2 days in Great Britain. Vaccine. So for us, it's going to be a couple of weeks. I don't like the Brits beating us to it.
You got
to
start with the Queen, right? She's an old broad, and plus she's the Queen. That's my reasoning.
She's an old broad.
Right.
Plus she's the Queen.
Correct.
They have a different way of looking things than we do. Does she get it first? She's probably already gotten it, right?
I have no
idea.
If
it's available at all, they've given it to the Queen.
Yeah, probably so.
And her corgis.
If she wanted it. Or maybe she's so sick and tired of being the Queen because it's stupid.
She hopes she dies?
Nobody's
that sick of anything, are they?
Yes.
I think she and all her corgis have been vaccinated.
Thank God. The Empire stands.
Are you watching The Crown? That gets a lot of attention.
Not yet. Looks a little soap opera-y to me. It's like torn from real life, right?
But it's very fancy, but it is not true, like, detail to detail. It has real life characters in it, but they're not accurate portrayals.
Yeah, okay.
But it's getting a lot of mind share. I don't know how many people are actually watching it. I keep hearing about it. Like it's the hot show right now.
It's very fancy. It's often a darling at awards season. Olivia Colman's one of the better actresses in it. It's a very fine show. I don't have it particularly on my list of high favorites, but I recognize it as a very good quality show.
Well, as I'm repulsed by the idea of monarchy, period, and by the fascination Americans have for British royalty, it's tough for me to imagine getting past those two hurdles.
You were into that Umbrella show for a while, weren't you?
Umbrella Academy, yeah, terrific.
And the star of that, who I only know from Juno because I saw her in that, announced yesterday she's a dude.
What?
Yeah.
She was so good at being a girl.
Well, she's probably still going to be good at being a girl. I don't think anything has changed, but she announced she is a dude now. Which got a fair amount of attention.
I'll be danged.
And yeah, she gave a big speech about it and everything like that. Are you still into the chess show?
We have watched all of the episodes. They only had seven. They only made seven, so.
But yeah. That's a good one?
It's great. It's the best sports movie in, I don't know, 10 years maybe.
Like, chess is a sport?
The movie uses sports movie tropes very well, and yeah, I have no problem classifying it as a sports movie.
It's the Queen's Gambit, but it's not the Queen of England who we were just discussing. It's the chess piece.
What is the name of the show?
The Queen's Gambit.
How much of it is chess related?
Quite a bit. They play a lot of chess in it, but it's It's presented in a way that you don't have to know chess to enjoy it at all.
But will I? But will I learn it? Do I learn anything about chess watching this, Joe?
You'd have to know something about it.
Do you
going
have to
in.
Like chess to watch it?
No. Oh no. No. Absolutely okay. not.
That
no.
Was
it's
my,
about
my question.
It's about the human spirit. You know, it's about overcoming adversity and finding courage and addiction and love and hate.
Okay, okay.
Ethos and pathos. War.
So chess is just a background.
Animals,
for the,
vegetables.
It's not about chess. It's just the setting for all those things. I get it now.
The one thing you have to know a little bit about chess, and I know very little, is you become aware of how deep the game goes, the theory, the science, the chess masters of the past, how they're revered and studied.
You know,
and
I
had no idea it was so developed.
I really like chess, and I've been into it since I was a little kid, and I've played a lot of chess in my life. But I've read some books, but I've never done a deep dive. I signed up for chess.com the other day because I was reading an article about this show, and it said if you're into chess, you know, playing online chess is one of the great things that's happened, blah, 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 and it recommended chess.com, and I went to chess.com, and I signed up, and man, there's so many lessons and tutorials and stuff like that that you can take on there, all these different levels, and so it's fascinating if you're into it.
Yeah, and I had no idea that so many strategies are well recognized. You know, oh, okay, he's starting with Queen's Gambit. I'll respond with this strategy.
Oh, that's the Gazpacho Open. I need to counter with, you know, whatever.
I love a good Gazpacho Open.
I went far enough with chess to learn a couple of opens that if I play people who don't know much about chess, I will win in like four moves every time.
Mm.
And I've done that to a lot of people, and it's a very good feeling.
Yeah, but well, so is overturning the table. I'm punching you. Hey, take that. Boom.
But there's a bit of...
Checkmate.
You think you're better than me?
But there's a bit of a... If I don't beat you in those three moves, then we're just equal. Because that's the only thing I know.
Right, you're a wrestler who knows one move.
Yeah, exactly.
He has weathered my best.
Uh-oh.
And usually it's just an accident if they counter it, but...
So do we have time to squeeze in that what people voted about, what they
I
really
suppose.
Cared about stuff?
I was killing time because I got bored with the idea myself.
Really?
I
found it interesting, but whatever.
What U.S. voters had on their mind when they went to the polls about a month ago now? Now we've got actual data as opposed to the BS exit polling that came out. The most important issue facing the nation was by far, not surprising, the coronavirus.
Black Lives Matter.
No, it wasn't. That was at only 7%. Mm. Law enforcement was only 4% for all your marches in the streets and defund this and all that sort of stuff.
Wow. 4.
Climate change was only 4% for the fact that it's in every damn debate and gets talked about constantly and you have to have a big platform on it. Immigration only 3%. Abortion only 3%. Foreign policy, 1%. People just do not care about foreign policy. That's when you know you live in a perceived to be very safe country.
But
you just think whatever happens in the world, whatever, doesn't have an effect on me.
But you just described, you know, like 2/3 of cable news, and you still haven't cobbled together 20%.
No, healthcare made 9%, but coronavirus was 41, economy was 28. Trump was in pretty good shape on the economy and the jobs. I don't know how he fared in the coronavirus pandemic overall with voters, but, you know, the perception in the mainstream media that they were putting out was not good.
Well, I thought, I was going to say the data was pretty solid that Trump was not getting high marks on that, but a lot of that was shaped by the mainstream media.
Well, yeah, it was shaped by the media. I don't know what, I hear people say that all the time as if it's just a given that Trump failed on this. I look at countries around the world that also were doing poorly, and I don't know who had the magic answer in the beginning that was going to be obviously the right thing to do.
Right. You going to blame Trump for Sweden and Spain? Okay. All right.
You know, mocking Biden wearing a mask, I suppose.
Yeah, but come on.
Did it have an effect on anybody? Or how many people wore masks or didn't wear masks? I don't know. I have no idea. But as you pointed out earlier, you take the coronavirus out of there, that's 41% that gets thrown to some of those other issues. I don't know which ones would have risen up.
Yeah, well, something tells me the ratios would have stayed pretty similar.
Healthcare, foreign policy should be way higher than 1%. Obviously, healthcare should be higher than 9%.
Mm-hmm.
You're worried about the coronavirus pandemic, but it's not focused primarily on healthcare? All right.
Well, and if jobs and the economy are going well, the rest of those problems are much, much easier to solve. So that's always my number one.
Uh-huh.
You're worried about healthcare. Let's have a roaring economy. There'll be plenty of money.
But to me, clearly, law enforcement racism being 4% and 7% means that way too much attention was paid to that.
Yep.
Which is not surprising. More on the way. Our text line is 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
Looking around your law firm, it's hard not to be proud of what you've created. A respected brand with 20 associates who give their all every day. You have what it takes to go big. Everything except a plan. How will you expand your footprint or increase revenue? Lexicon makes it possible. Lexicon is a legal services and technology provider with over a decade of experience helping law firms scale and grow while maximizing billable hours and maintaining client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/grow to learn more.
Greg Kelly Reports is breaking records on Newsmax TV. President Trump was recently on, and millions tune into Newsmax every night. Greg asks the tough questions you want. Watch Greg Kelly at 7 p.m. Eastern or the rebroadcast. Newsmax is on all major cable systems and free on Roku, Zumo, YouTube, Pluto, and TVs like Samsung and LG. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them and say you can switch if they don't carry it. Watch Newsmax today.
Have you heard about AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens? AMAC is the conservative alternative to other 50-plus groups. AMAC stands against the problems facing America: government growth, erosion of liberties, and the enormous financial burden future generations will inherit if we do nothing. Stand with us. Join today at amac.us/freedom. That's amac.us/freedom. amac.us/freedom.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a dental discount savings plan annual membership. The dental discount savings plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
The elders of our community, a vast collection of truly extraordinary men and women that have led commendable lives after working hard, raising families, serving their communities, and some serving our country, they're left at risk and alone. There's a growing number of elders who are at risk and socially isolated with little or no support, often losing their health and independence and becoming vulnerable to many forms of fraud and abuse. But because of the dedication of Shining Care, their future is safe and secure. Shining Care gives compassionate support, expert guidance, and assistance to at-risk elders, as well as their loved ones, to maintain their safety and well-being. Through the various free programs of Shining Care, our community's elders are able to become safe and again thrive. For assistance or to support their mission, visit shiningcare.org.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
I don't know the pecking order of the hierarchy of, what do you call it, intersectionality, you know, who gets to be on top, and, you know, you're trying to figure out
who's more a victim-ier than thou.
Yeah, so you got this actress Ellen Page, as I knew her when she was in the movie Juno, which I loved that movie, and she was fantastic in it. Did she win an Oscar for that?
Nominated. Didn't win. Yeah,
she was so good in that. Well, she's a he now. She announced yesterday that her name is Elliot Page. She was always a he. Her name is Elliot Page. Her pronouns are he, they. But anyway, we got this text. So Ellen Page, who was a lesbian, is now Elliot Page and with a girl, which means she's straight. So she's a straight white male.
Yes.
Which is the worst thing you can be.
Ooh.
On the whole. You're at the very bottom of the intersectionality chart as a straight white male. So I don't know how that works.
Yeah, wow, she's taking a step back, although she's trans. So I think she's back on top. I've got to find my chart.
Plays a woman. He plays a woman on this movie that you're watching, though?
Yes.
The Umbrella Academy or whatever it's called?
It's a series, yeah. Limited series, as they say. That reminds me of a headline I retweeted yesterday. Straight black men are the white people of black people.
Yeah, I saw that.
That was serious. They were not joking.
Yeah. No, I read that.
Yeah. So, I have Elliot's statement. It's fascinating. It's well worth sharing. We'll do it tomorrow.
Say that thing again. It's straight.
Straight black men are the white people of black people.
Huh. Still got to noodle that through for a while.
Well, and the caption is, "This is your brain on critical race theory."
The happy ending. Let's get your host now, Joe Getty.
Hey, how about a final thought from everybody on the crew to wrap things up for the day? Let's lead off with Michelangelo in the control room pressing the buttons. Michael.
Yes, on YouTube, Google, or just type in Family Guy puke scene.
Oh, boy.
And you will bring up a very gross but very funny classic Family Guy scene.
It is pretty funny.
Laughed until I quite literally cried watching that scene. Positive Sean, our producer, has a final thought. Sean?
Yeah, Positive Sean portfolio update. One of my companies bought another one of my companies, and I don't have two commas in my bank account yet. This game is rigged. I don't understand what's going on.
Yeah, what happens then? I don't know. Jack, you're the co-host, by golly. What's your final thought?
I don't know. It's going back
and
forth.
I had so many thoughts.
I had several serious ones, and I thought I'd abandon that. I don't know. I got nothing.
My final thought is actually a note from Emily. We were talking about people with 12 kids yesterday. I can't remember exactly how it came up, but she wrote us a note. Guys, I loved growing up in a family of 12 kids. My parents were great people. She talks about some of her siblings who passed far too soon, but sent along a picture of the family. And it looks more like a town than a family, but it's a beautiful picture, and you see the love on everybody's faces.
My son's best friend, his mom, is one of nine. And I see regularly, they're first of all, from a practical matter, the number of, like, babysitters and you know, built-in friends that everybody
lawnmowers.
Has. And, you know, the Thanksgivings and Christmases and the holidays and everything like that are just spectacular. No, it had many awesome qualities to the big family.
I think we were wrong to quit at 3. I'm going to go see what Judy's doing as soon as I get home.
Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling 4-hour workday.
Wielding a gun is what she'll be doing. So many people have thanked so little time.
Have 6 more kids.
Go to armstrongandgetty.com. Oh, you got to buy yourself a mask or a t-shirt or a hoodie for your loved one. Buy now so you get it in time for Christmas.
Oh, boy. Go to armstrongandgetty.com, and there is still time to pull that off, but you got to do it fast. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless America.
You having a good time?
Okay, I did not say that.
I've sat here for over 3 hours and 15 minutes.
That's fun.
If you wish to leave, you may.
Let me just say how very, very dismaying and disappointing.
Not good.
And just change the channel from this mesmerizing horror show.
We'll be better tomorrow than we were today.
Then we heard the words.
It's over for me.
Adios, mofo.
Okay, so we're dismissed, is that correct?
Do you want to rephrase what you're doing?
Mom, sorry, I'm going to stop. And effectively, it runs into the billions of feet. At the moment...
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.